listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. Today is Movie Magic Monday, right here on Cleopatra Memphis Studios, the CMS Network and Blog Talk Radio, every Monday at 10 a.m. We are talking about movie makeup magic, but let's talk about a little bit of your magic before we move on. And let me give a shout out to the CMS film crew. Can't wait for you all to start taking your makeup classes for beauty makeup for film and television, movie basics, and makeup basics 101. And it's even better if you already have your cosmetology and or esthetician's license. But with that being said, moving on, we are talking about today, our theme is home is where your makeup stash is. And we've talked about this before, but we're talking about your magic before you get to make movie magic. You have to think about the organization and the upkeep take in order to pull off an amazing movie and develop a character. And while you're doing so, you have to be very meticulous about your things, your work, your products, how you keep them, how you store them. And we're going to also, again, talk about vanity makeovers. I've done that for many people. And even myself as an organizer. Because I absolutely love organizing it. It's my thing. I time it. I get it together. I basically got a plaque in it. So home is where the makeup stash is. And if you go in your home, wherever that may be, it could be your home, your mama's home, your grandmama's home, what would your makeup stash and presentation look like to me? What's your daily routine when you see it? Is your mirror clean? Are your brushes clean? Is everything organized how it should be? What does it look like? Because remember, your habits that you keep now are going to be the habits that you have on set, whether you want it to be or not. And if you haven't been trained professionally, you're going to bring that along with you. And with me, that would make me happy, not as a professional. So treat yourself like the celebrity that you want to make over and make over your own vanity so you can produce the movie makeup magic needed for characters in any major movie. So also, how do you put aside not only your makeup, but hair products? How do you organize that? Are you cut to the quick, like myself, or do you have a lot of things you like to try, even though you may not use it every day, you just got a lot of stuff? And, you know, in my personal opinion, less is more. Less is always more. But having a backup for what you deem as necessary is always necessary. So if you have an amazing blow dryer, have a backup. If you have some superior flat irons, have a backup. If you have some amazing brushes, have a backup. Or specific type combs, have a backup. Same as for your makeup, have a backup. That's the best thing I can say for that, because you never want to run out and have to get extra creative just because the product is not there and that part calls for it. And think about your daily part as a makeup artist every day. How do people look at you? What do they say when they see you? What is the first thing they compliment you on when they see you? Is it your hair? Is it your makeup? Is it both? So that daily routine, and that presentation is key. So home is where your makeup stash is, and that is the biz, okay? So we're on all forms of social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram under Cleopatra Memphis Studios, and Facebook under Cleopatra Memphis Studios, Twitter under CM Studios, like, and TikTok as well, Cleopatra Memphis Studios. Like, follow, and share. Tell a friend about what we do here, education and entertainment for the arts, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio with the CMS Network and Cleopatra Memphis Studios. Until next time, people, you can always call in at 563-999-3062 if you want to be a part of the conversation, or email us your ideas, your show ideas, and the topics you want to speak about at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. So until then, for Movie Makeup Magic, I just want you to simply be great.